This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. But you do have to send a contact request first. So do that, and we'll approve you, and you'll be on the list from that point forward. Joining you in studio tonight, it is Ian here.
Chris.
And Mark.
Chris Cantwell joining us as a special guest host.
We're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, we got some feedback on you last time, Chris Cantwell. People got upset.
How dare we
allow you on the air?
Well, I understand that some people just can't tolerate my presence, and that's just such a shame, because I think we all had a really good time.
So. I thought so. I thought it was a great show. You're comfortable behind a microphone.
Yeah.
You're opinionated, and you're not afraid to share it.
And I just can't wait until we stumble across one of those topics where we disagree.
All right. Well, let's jump into something here. Barry Cooper. Do you know who this is, Chris Cantwell? Barry Cooper?
It rings a bell, but no.
Barry Cooper's become a friend of Free Talk Live. We've had him on over the years, and he's somebody I think you would probably enjoy maybe for interviewing for your show, which you do a show called Some Garbage Podcast.
Yes, I do Some Garbage Podcast. It's not on any sort of regular basis, but if you follow me, you'll get the announcements when we do air them, and it goes out on my YouTube channel, and once I fix my RSS feed, you'll get it from iTunes and stuff like that.
Cool. So what's the YouTube channel?
YouTube channel, just search Christopher Cantwell. Cool. It's tied to my Google account.
Barry Cooper's a former narcotics cop from Texas.
Sounds like a swell guy.
And he didn't do nice things for a long time, but he, at one point, probably about a decade ago now, probably more than a decade now, Barry released, I guess it's been about a decade, he released Never Get Busted. He kind of changed sides. He left the side of the police, and he went to the side of the peaceful drug consumer, and literally created an hour and a half long DVD with tips of the trade as far as how to avoid getting busted as a cannabis user, someone driving from, their dealer's house to their house with cannabis with them, that kind of thing. What are the things cops look for? And he outed some of the techniques of the police. There was some controversy within, some of the advice that he gave. I think there was some nitpicking about, whether or not some of the advice he gave was optimal. But we had him on the show. We hashed a lot of that stuff out here. And I think he is an above-the-board guy. I think he's a really good guy. I'm glad to have been able to work with Barry. Some of our co-hosts in the past, Sam Dodson, worked directly with Barry when they did Cop Busters. And, of course, Cop Busters, that's Cop Busters with a K, if you look for it on YouTube. That was where they set up a grow operation in a rental house growing Christmas trees and then sent an anonymous tip to the police department to see what would happen as a result of that. And they set up cameras all inside this house and caught the police busting this grow operation of
illegally
Christmas trees.
They illegally used their cameras.
Yes. The police did.
Right. The police broke the law in order to bust this house that was growing Christmas trees.
Yeah, so that was one example. And they did another.
They also got a police officer, lieutenant or something like that, stealing money.
That's correct. Yeah, they left a lunchbox with like $40, an unused crack pipe, and a few other detritus items, some trash from some food or whatever. They left that lunchbox at a gas station, called in a tip to the police department about a suspicious item or a suspicious package, and the cop that came out there and rummaged through it took the $40, because when the item was checked into the department, that wasn't on the inventory of what was in the lunchbox.
That's disturbing to me, because I really thought that these guys were out looking for our best interest, and I couldn't imagine that they'd be out there stealing and ripping people off.
Well, the point is, it was so easy for Barry and his crew to set these cops up and basically reverse sting the police. So, of course, the police targeted him and his family, and they came and took
Them out of their town,
took their children from them. Yeah. They managed to get their kids back, and when they, as soon as they did that, they left the country and moved to South America. I think they might be in Mexico right now at the moment. But anyway, so Barry continues to rail against the system. He's become more and more of a radical, kind of voluntarist sounding in his rhetoric over the years. And it's been an amazing thing to kind of watch him over all these years and have him back from time to time to update us on what's going on.
So once you get that liberty bug in your ear, it just doesn't go away.
No doubt. NeverGetBusted.com is Barry's website. This is a blog post posted today there entitled, How to Fight a Speeding Ticket Taught by a Police Sergeant. Barry writes, although I don't agree with this cop's statement that he was always fair, I do agree his method of beating a traffic ticket will work. It's impossible for a person to be fair when that person is accepting tax money to enforce the unjust laws of the United States. Saying there are fair cops is like saying there were fair Nazis. That said, follow this cop's advice and you can beat your next traffic ticket.
That's his opinion. I think that whipping out the Nazi in that sentence is probably going a little far for most folks.
Well, maybe for most folks don't react so well to it, but I don't think that it's an inaccurate statement. These guys are out threatening people's lives all the time.
He's the one who worked with these characters, Mark. You didn't. You know?
It's an issue of degrees. I will not disagree that the police operate very much like a gang, and that the Nazis were very much like a gang. However, I think that when you're comparing one gang to another, you need to understand, yes, there are preferable gangs. And I would, for me, police officers in the United States generally are preferable to Nazis.
Well, I think the Latin Kings might be like preferable to MS-13, but like I don't exactly go to a great deal of effort to differentiate between the two of them. Like, hey, you're a criminal organization and you kill people. Probably not the greatest bunch of guys.
So here's the story from Stan. So this isn't Barry writing this. It's another former cop. I'm a retired sergeant, he says, of police in Victoria for 14 years. I was also a police prosecutor at times, so I know what I'm talking about. I spent half my life in magistrates' courts. It sounds like this is probably Victoria. I'm going to guess, is that Queensland? Where is that, Australia?
That would be my guess.
Magistrates' court during my time in the force. I was only ever a very fair copper, and I'm proud of my time on the job, looking after the interests of Victorians, often to the detriment of my family and health. I never booked a driver for a trifling offense ever. So he goes on to kind of excuse himself, etc., and how the police, he says they need to hang their heads in shame. He says that...
There's a Victoria, Texas.
No, he's writing in a way that a magistrate's court is probably...
British Columbia.
Is it British Columbia? That
There's
could be
a BC,
it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he spells force F-O-R-C-E with a capital F, which is kind of a weird thing. Anyway, he says, I know how the legal system works, and I know how to beat the system. This is how to do it, and if about 10% of all drivers booked follow my specific instructions, then the entire system will crash and become unworkable to that extent, that if the government will have no choice but to stop issuing fines for every type of traffic offense, the whole lot of them, seriously. I don't feel guilty about coming out with this information, as I think it's about time someone stood up for hardworking, civil-minded, law-abiding taxpayers in this country who are being screwed. This is very simple and very basic. The idea is to clog up the system in the traffic camera office and the courts by drivers exercising their rights to remain innocent until proven guilty. This sounds a little bit familiar to those of us here in Keene, New Hampshire, who regularly perform don't take a plea deal duties by reaching out to people charged with a variety of crimes, not just speeding, and encouraging them to clog the system.
So, but this is specifically about speed cameras. This is not about speeding tickets in general, or
it's not.
Because I thought I saw this headline floating around my social media feed. Actually.
No, I think he's talking about both speeding cameras and just traffic tickets in general.
Okay.
Number one, do not accept the alleged offense. There are numerous valid reasons to dispute every single alleged offense. Often the charges are incorrect and the evidence is illegally or incorrectly gathered. We talked about this earlier this week, wherein if you do not...
You have to know this, because remember, illegally obtained evidence will happily be entered in as evidence unless you can know how to dispute that the evidence is legal.
Okay, but you don't have to be a court expert to follow this guy's instructions here.
Okay.
You don't have to know all the details and the ins and outs of the system. what he's pointing out here is that a lot of the times the charges are incorrect. That can just simply mean you read the RSA and you compare the RSA, or up here in New Hampshire they're called RSAs, the statutes. You read the statutes, you compare what actually happened to the you know, what is supposed to be illegal by statute, and it just doesn't match up. And a lot of times you'll find that the police have done a shoddy job of putting together a case. If you don't take the plea, and instead you go to court and you get discovery and you actually see what supposed evidence they have against you. We'll continue with his tips on how to beat a speeding ticket coming up here in moments.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book two in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The
This is Free Talk Live. More on how to beat a speeding ticket, at least according to a former cop. We'll give you the details here. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. Look, privacy matters, but you have to take steps in order to achieve privacy. Cantwell, for instance, would at some point need to put some blinds on his windows across the street. You know, you've got to put effort into achieving privacy.
I don't care if the neighbors see me walking around naked. I really... I'm proud of it.
The difference is the neighbors don't care to see you walking around naked. Right.
So then they should put some blinds on their windows. Exactly. Stop looking at my house like creeps.
ProXPN is a way to put some blinds up on the internet, at least, to prevent your internet service provider from seeing what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter. You can stop that from happening. Just go and get their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different. Contact their support department. They'll help you out. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you go get the software. When you're ready to upgrade to the premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, and the ability to privately torrent, as well as get past regionally blocked websites, then you can use our discount code. It's FTL20. That's FTL20 to save 20% from the price of the premium account, which, by the way, if you buy the annual plan for the best discount, you'll get it down to $5 a month for this amazing level of privacy protection. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose but your privacy. ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits as well. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget to use promo code FTL20 when you are ready to upgrade to their premium account.
I think I actually might switch to them. I've been using privateinternetaccess.com.
Not familiar.
And I'm actually an affiliate program with them, but the deal that you tell me about is actually better than the one I'm paying.
There you go. And these guys have been really responsive. They're, you know, inevitably with enough people signing up for something, there's going to be some hitches and there's going to be some problems and the times when people have emailed.
0.2% of their customers have problems, I saw in a recent.
You know, when they've sent emails, their support staff has been pretty responsive. In my experience, I've been really happy with that. In fact, we've even got direct answers straight from the CEO of the company who happens to be a listener of the show, which is pretty cool. So proxpn.com/FTL. Back to the steps, according to former cop here, former police sergeant, and it's not really clear where he was a cop, but it's definitely some sort of English-speaking jurisdiction. I'm thinking it might be Australia. Based on this. You were saying there's no Victoria in Australia?
No, I did not say that. Canada is what I'm guessing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, continuing on here, he says, number one, don't accept the alleged offense. Whether it's a speeding ticket or some sort of traffic ticket, don't accept it. There are reasons to dispute it. Number two, challenge it. Tell them that you're going to defend the matter. Make them earn their miserable $150 or $200 or whatever. They have to prepare evidence and witnesses. Just the wages for the camera operator, the policeman on the day of court will be more than the actual fine. Because, again, I don't know if this applies where you're listening, but I know that here in New Hampshire, they'll pay police officers overtime. And I think that's pretty typical. Cops get paid more to go in and sit in court and wait to testify.
They do that in New York for sure.
Yeah. So it costs them. I mean, it's costing them to take you to court. So keep
costing
that in mind.
Costing you.
Well, it's costing you as a taxpayer. That's true. But ultimately, you know, this isn't the federal government we're talking about. The city can't print its own dollars. They have to raise taxes in order to cover these costs eventually. If people were to
or
do
write
as
more
he's
speeding
suggesting,
tickets.
If people were to do as he's suggesting, and that is if 10% of people who receive tickets were to go ahead and not take the plea deal and clog the system, that would cause a serious backlog of cases. They're not going to be able to build courts fast enough to really deal with that. And yes, the government could expand in theory to deal with that, but at least here in New Hampshire, I can tell you that they'd have a real tough time making that happen.
In some places, this is going to work. In some places, it isn't because
in most places, this isn't going to work because you won't get 10% of the people to do anything.
Well, and if you decide to be the first one, don't forget that there's these things like court fees, and they make it very difficult for they know. That they can't handle people disputing traffic tickets.
Sure. So they build the system against it.
They'll make you pay the entire fine up front. They'll charge you hundreds of dollars if you lose. They basically charge you money for having your day in court. They do everything sort of extra constitutionally. The Constitution says that you're supposed to get a jury trial on something $20 or more, if I remember correctly. I don't have it sitting right here in front of me, but read it somewhere. And no, you'll sit in front of our judge, who is in fact a magistrate who's just a lawyer in town that wants to be a judge, so therefore he's going to find everybody guilty so that he can then get to be a judge, because we want judges that find people guilty so we can make the money.
I think you're referencing the Seventh Amendment, and what it says is in suits at common law. I think those are for civil matters, and they're supposed to be in common law courts, and my understanding is a traffic court is anything but common law. It's basically some administrative garbage where you have your driving is a privilege as far as the state is concerned, and so you have no rights whatsoever.
Note how they opt themselves out of this this thing.
Number three. He says that he doesn't think it'll ever get to the point of actually having to be in court, but if so, you know, you're taking the cop off the streets for the day, etc. Number three, if a court date is ever set and it does not suit you, do not accept it. Ask for a delay to a time and place that suits you. Well, it's pretty unlikely you'll be able to change the venue, at least in my experience in the U.S., the state courts. But
have you tried to change the venue from one court to another? Because I think that'd be pretty interesting.
It'd be an interesting, motion
to file. You'd love to go and fight like traffic tickets and parking tickets all across the state. You'll drive to Manchester, which is an hour and a half from Keene, to fight a parking ticket.
I've never done it in Manchester, but I would.
Concord, which is certainly an hour.
Yeah.
So you'll drive an hour to fight it. I just wonder, could you motion for a change of venue? Make the parking meter made drive here.
Drive up to Concord, then make the motion to have it moved to Keene so that you can...
Well, you can actually file a motion in absentia. You don't have to be there on site.
That's true.
Right. Well, that's an interesting thing, Mark. You should try it next time you get a parking ticket and let us know how it works out. I predict that if you motion to change the venue, you'll have to back that up with some sort of evidence of why you can't attend in the venue in which it's been scheduled. And I've certainly had people, and I've tried motioning to recuse a judge, and the judge won't recuse himself.
I got a judge to recuse herself once.
In what circumstance?
It was in New York. They were seizing my vehicle. It was in 2009 when I got my DWI. And they have, asset forfeitures there, that the vehicle is the instrumentality of the crime. I was charged with a felony, and they wanted to seize my vehicle, and I basically filed some paperwork repeating some, if you will, like some of the sovereign citizen-y stuff that I had been studying at the time. And the judge recused herself.
Wow. what do you think, do you have any speculation as to if there was one thing you said that would have made that happen or encouraged that to happen?
It wasn't explained to me. So what I said was, I don't consent to this. You have no authority for me to hold or seize my property. I can't remember exactly what it was. I basically wrote like eight bullet points that this is illegitimate, right?
Right.
And what was happening though was they were trying to put me on a civil trial while my criminal case was ongoing. They wanted me to testify to keep my car while they were threatening me with 4.5 years in state prison in a criminal court. And I was like, you're gonna put me on trial here, put me on record, and then use this against me in the other court. Mm-hmm. Put me in prison because I'm not entitled to an attorney in the civil asset forfeiture.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This former cop is saying it's time to clog the courts. What do you think?
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Join us via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin. In fact, you can go and get hooked up with your very own free Bitcoin wallet by visiting blockchain.com. They've got easy-to-use links there. In fact, so I understand that they're going to be releasing another updated version of the new blockchain wallet. They're going to be ironing out a few bugs that we encountered, Chris, when you and I were at the booth, where a couple people had trouble signing up for a brand new wallet with the blockchain app. But for the most part, it's been working, and it's been working pretty well. So go to blockchain.com, grab yourself your free Bitcoin wallet there. It makes it really easy to access Bitcoin from anywhere. Send and receive money to anyone, anywhere in the world for next to zero cost at blockchain.com via Bitcoin, an amazing decentralized internet-based currency that is arguably taking the world by storm. Dell Computer, Wikipedia, both have recently started taking Bitcoin, which is awesome, and even local businesses all around the country, more so in urban areas. I think you're going to see more popularity for Bitcoin there, but nonetheless, it's spreading, and it's worth it for you to take a closer look. You can learn more over at weusecoins.com as we continue here with a piece from a former cop. And it seems like he might be in maybe British Columbia or Australia or something like that. He's talking about ways, but what he's saying here, even though he's not from the United States,
still applies. He's still in the Western court system, which, you know, they're based on sort of similar common law ideas.
English common law.
Yeah. So he's talking about clogging the courts, which I'm a huge fan of this idea, and I think it's such a powerful approach, just that finding people who are willing to do this, that's the real challenge.
Well, clogging the courts is one thing. I hope he gets to the part where you actually beat the ticket, because what I've heard so far is him say, clog the courts, but he's titled it How to Beat the Ticket. I hope that he's going to do that, because, you know, if you just clog the courts, it doesn't mean that you get out of your speeding ticket. It means that, like, you spent a whole bunch of time in court.
It's a long-term process for beating the ticket. Once you get enough people together to clog the courts, then all the tickets are beaten. That's the idea.
Well, that's what he's said so far. And he's right about that. I mean, he's right. If enough people were to clog the courts, you'd start seeing tickets drop left and right.
General Ian would send out his army in attrition against these courts as best he possibly could.
I'm not in charge of anyone, but I would like to encourage people.
March into the maw of the time wasters. One more time into the breach, gentlemen. Yes, we'll stand here all day for this traffic ticket for $5, and we must charge!
I feel a little dirty. I just paid a parking ticket in Keene.
In Keene?
Yeah, I just paid it.
There you go.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
You still get $5. I'm like, I'm not going to go sit around in court and deal with judges. Like, I'm like, here's your $5.
You're the problem, not the solution.
You are part of the problem, Cantwell. You do realize that.
I can't do it.
I think it would be hilarious to have you questioning the parking enforcement officer on the stand. I mean, Garrett Ian, who's one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, he just recently had about a 25-minute long trial for a couple of parking tickets, actually, where it was pretty entertaining. I mean, to sit there and watch it, the questions that he had for the enforcer. I mean, back in Concord, when I went and challenged a $10 parking ticket, and I drove all the way to Concord for it, the parking enforcement officer was sitting there in the courthouse for as long as we were, and we were waiting 2 hours just for the case to start. So when I got her on the stand, I asked her, because, you know, usually when the bureaucrat goes up on the stand, the prosecutor will ask them questions. How long have you been with the parking enforcement department? And, you know, they'll ask them questions about their job. So I asked her some questions about her job, and I said, well, if you weren't assigned to – are you on duty today? Are you getting paid to be here? Oh, yes, yeah, I'm on duty. And I asked her if she was getting paid overtime, because I always knew cops get overtime, but apparently she was not. She answered that she was not getting paid overtime, which is interesting. And I said, if you weren't supposed to be in this courthouse, would you be out on the streets enforcing the parking ordinances? She said, yep, that's what I would be doing. And I said, well, how many tickets would you have written in a two-hour time frame if you were out on the streets? Which, you know, what's your average? What do you think it would be? And ballpark it. And I think she said something like 20.
Yeah.
So to me, to save 20 people from getting a parking ticket by virtue of the fact that I'm just in there, you know, making it so they have to spend 2 hours of this lady's time sitting in a courtroom, to me that was just such a wonderful moment.
Throw yourself on the hand grenade, Cantwell. You're saving lives.
I can appreciate that, and I'm glad that there are people who go out and do that. And in the future, probably it's probably not the last ticket that I'm going to get.
Probably not.
Gain, right?
That was just the one that Josie Wales had put up on Facebook. She put some sort of picture up. Was that yours or
no? Hers? She got her own ticket. I got a ticket the day that Rich got released, right? Mm-hmm. So I was, and of course, you know, I'm held up in a courtroom waiting to find out if they are going to free my friend from his cage, and this goes on for more than 2 hours, right? So I had maxed out the meter, but of course the hearing waiting for that to happen took longer than 2 hours, and so I wound up with a $5 parking ticket, and I went out there and I was just like, you're gonna be effing kidding me. But then I had to register my car, and I was like, is this thing going to jam up my registration? And I just paid them. But I'm sure I'll get another ticket, and you will see the YouTube video of me needling the parking enforcer.
Oh, it'll be hilarious.
It'll happen, folks.
This kind of appeasement can't wait. This is how Hitler took over, you know. I've got to say, I mean, you know, the fact is, Cantwell, you could have told Ian that you cheated on him with his wife. It wouldn't have bothered him in the least. You paid a parking ticket? You have hurt this man to his soul.
No, it pains him. Do I look like I'm in pain?
Yeah, I can tell you gave me a hell of a lot more trouble about paying my parking ticket than you did him.
Number four, when they so the first he says you should ask for an extension basically on the court date, which normally you can do. Typically the courts will give you an extension, and of course with a parking ticket that gives, or not a parking ticket, but with like a speeding ticket, a fairly high dollar, or what could be a high dollar item, that does put off the amount of time that, you know, extends the amount of time you have to ultimately pay. If you are ultimately sentenced and found guilty and have to pay this fine, if, you know, if you can delay the trial another 3 months, give you a little bit more time to deal with that. A lot of people who get tickets aren't in the best financial strata.
Right,
you can
exactly. They'd love to take advantage of that.
Number four, when they reset the date, delay it as often as possible. Keep pleading not guilty all through the process. You have every right to be sick or to go for an adjournment if the day does not suit any legitimate reason.
Sick, I'm interested in this because, you know, they'll set this court date a month in advance. Mm-hmm. I have no idea if I'm going to come down with malaria between now and then. So what do you do when you're sick?
You would motion the court, and he even says,
what does
call
that mean?
Call in.
Okay.
I don't know what level of success that would have. It's an interesting approach.
I suspect that would depend on where you are. I mean, I was telling you before the show, like, I just dealt with this thing in New York that they were coming after me for a speeding ticket from 16 years ago,
yeah.
From 1998. They're like, oh, we dug this up. And I'm like, I've been a New Hampshire resident for 2 years, and before I fled your empire, I paid you thousands of dollars to get your hooks out of me.
Never enough.
I'm pretty sure that a speeding ticket from 16 years ago is that you can actually just sort of motion that it be tossed out.
I did. And what they said, it was ridiculous because they wanted me to, they said I had to show up in court because it was a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I called them and I'm like, you're crazy. You're going to throw me in prison if I drive there. I live in New Hampshire. You suspend my license. You send a letter apparently to an address that I don't live at anymore. I've informed the Department of Motor Vehicle here where I live. Nobody decides to send me a letter up here and notify me that you're suspending my driver's license. And now you're telling me that I can't even get a new ID in Keene because you have a 16-year-old speeding ticket in New York, and I sent...
Right, because they can suspend your... When they suspend your license, it basically results in you being suspended everywhere else.
Not exactly. So what happens is, like, if I was suspended in New York and had a New York license, then I'm suspended everywhere, right?
Oh, really?
If I'm suspended in New York and I have a New Hampshire license, then what happens is, at first, nothing happens to me here, right? It's only a problem in New York. And so I could drive in all 49 states except New York, and it wouldn't be a problem. Okay. Until New Hampshire, when I went to the DMV, then I went to change my address when I moved across the street here, right? So they tell me, oh, this is the PDPS problem report. It's the national system, and they told me they're going to suspend my license here in 30 days now that they found out and notified me.
Toll-free number, 855-453. So anyway, this former cop says, you know, keep putting this thing off if you can. For example, you may have pressing family or work commitments which prevent you from attending a particular court on a particular day. I don't know how far you can push that. You know, you can get one continuance pretty easily, but the rest of them you're going to have to show some evidence, I think. We're coming up.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time time-consuming expensive office visits?
No. No. And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just get your shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. And then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase, whatever your purchase happens to be. And there's so many different categories, so many products, free Super Saver shipping available, I think, on purchases over $35 for a whole lot of their products there. You know Amazon. You know their great deals and huge selection. The reviews, of course, are very helpful. So go and get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Back to the story here from nevergetbusted.com. And you decide, and I've been quibbling with some of the points here that this former cop from Victoria, still not sure which Victoria, but 14-year veteran sergeant of the police there named Stan, saying that he's giving us a few points here on how to get out of a speeding ticket. He recommends clogging the courts, which I'm a big fan of that idea. He says if only 10% would do what he is suggesting, that the tickets would just start getting thrown out and maybe not even written in the first place. So we'll continue here with him. He's saying to basically try to delay the trial for as long as possible through continuances. Number five, if it ever actually gets to court, which is unlikely if everyone does this, that's the problem, not everyone's going to do it. But if 10% were to do it, it would be a significant burden on the courts, and I do agree with him that if 10% were to do it, that would be probably enough to really put a stop to a lot of this nonsense. He says that if it ever actually gets to court and you're unwell that day, ring the court in the morning and tell them you cannot make it as you are sick. The camera operator and a police prosecutor will already be at court and will be greatly inconvenienced by having to come back another day. The whole time this is going on, the amount of paperwork involved at the traffic camera office is huge. Several staffs are involved and rapidly becomes very costly, probably running into the thousands. He goes on. Number six, the court system is then placed under such a massive load by people who wanted their day in court that it simply will not be able to cope unless they open up about another 50 magistrates' courts. And this is obviously going to cost the government a lot more than any revenue raised. If all the above fails, which is a hugely unlikely, and you actually go to court and get convicted, you have right of appeal. Make sure you appeal the conviction. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to see what happens. They're not going to spend millions chasing hundreds. The only thing with the appeal is then you have to spend more money usually. There's, at least here in New Hampshire, it's like $200 to file an appeal. And so, you know, the average person isn't going to want to go through any of this. You know, they're not going to want to go through step one of not even taking the plea deal in the first place when, as Cantwell pointed out, if the cost seems low enough, obviously the cost of their time is valuable, so most people will just go ahead and pay the fine. But, of course, that is what has created the problem in the first place.
But it's geared to create this situation, right? I mean, the tickets are priced in such a fashion that they know it's not worth your time to show up. So,
right.
I mean, is that the end of the thing, or does he actually get to the part where
that's
you actually
it, man.
Beat
the ticket? Point 7 and 8. Point 7 and 8 is tell everyone you know, pass this on, and always remember you're innocent until proven guilty, and there's a very high probability the evidence used against you is wrong. You have every right to challenge the alleged offense, so use the courts a lot. That's why they exist.
I'm a little frustrated with this article, frankly, because he's telling you how this is a foolproof way to beat a speeding ticket. Well, it's not. No, it's not. It's advising people to clog up the courts, which of course we do in other things. If we were down at
he's not wrong though.
If we were down at Superior Court saying don't plead not guilty and therefore you will be found not guilty, we'd be lying to
That's
people,
correct.
Right?
That would be a lie.
And this guy's like, how to beat a ticket? Well, no, this is not how you beat a ticket. This is how he hopes to, you know, bring this system to a grinding halt, and
this is how you drag your feet.
Right,
and I don't think it's a bad idea to drag your feet necessarily in these circumstances. But
there's evidence to show that he's right. Though.
It's a misleading headline for a reason to get you to read it.
It's good, and I'm glad. I totally agree generally with his thrust. I don't necessarily agree that you should try to continue the case five times. I think that eventually the judge is going to get sick of that, and
you wouldn't get away with that in traffic court in New York. I'll tell you this.
No,
and there's no way that you're going to call up and get a continuance by phone.
They're not going to do that
in most places. So wherever it is that he is, I mean, maybe they got some really friendly people extorting money from you that are like, oh yeah, sure, no problem, we'll just let you go another day. You know, I don't know where this is, but it's nowhere that I've ever lived.
Yeah, I think that the whole calling in on the day of that, your mileage may vary, but generally
I think he's right. I think that you can be sick on the day of.
You can be, but I tend to also agree with Cantwell that they're just going to say, "Well, screw you."
You're going to get a default conviction in New York, if you have a traffic court date and you show up, they will just convict you in absentia and send you a bill.
The day is done. It's over. You had your chance to show up. You didn't make it. I mean, they don't care if it's a snow day. You know, they're there. I've gone down. I remember in the winter, in the middle of dead of winter in New Hampshire, just on some of the heaviest snow days out there, thinking, a long time ago, they'll close down for the day. I mean, it's just treacherous out here. There's no way they'll be open. No business would be open today. But the court, man, they're open. They're ready for business, as they call it. They love to call what they do business there at the court, as though it's somehow in any way related to what actual business is, which is, of course, human beings interacting with one another on a consensual basis. But, man, they were open bright and early, 8 a.m., right on time. Didn't matter about the, you know, heaping piles of snow that had fallen the night before. But I happen to wonder, you know, in a situation like that in New Hampshire, would you have more success with the calling in sick thing? Because I have seen them accept someone call in late. I've seen that happen. I've been in court where, you know, they'll call somebody's name and then one of the court clerks or the, prosecutor or somebody will say something like, oh, he called in, he's running late. And then they'll take that case and they'll, you know, they'll put it at the end of the docket. for the morning.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect this might work in certain places. You know, if you're living in a small town, USA, you know, sort of a thing, perhaps, you know. But
the first time, though. I mean, you're going to quickly get the Ian hat.
the sick guy right here again.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, this is your second ticket, and you played the same game twice now. Okay, five continuances. Yeah. It's now a year and a half after, you know, your second ticket. You did this the first time, too. Your name is now Ian Freeman, and you suck. You know, like, they're going to hate you.
And there's a lot of different situations where
you anyway for challenging the ticket.
Time can benefit you in a lot of ways. I started to tell the story of, you know, I've got these 16-year-old speeding ticket and unlicensed ticket in New York, and if I had gone and just cooperated with them at the moment, I don't even remember getting these tickets. For all I know, this is a case of identity theft. But in this instance, you know, this was in 1998, and now they're coming after me for it in 2014. And what they ended up actually doing was allowing me to send somebody there as my agent, and I ended up pleading guilty to two charges of jaywalking, which has nothing to do with speeding or driving without a license.
This is justice. In the halls of justice, they gave you the opportunity to plead out to jaywalking for speeding.
Because they knew full well that, like, look, it's a 16-year-old ticket. A cop in, I think, Nassau County, I think, does like a 20-year stint, right? So it's like the cop probably isn't even on the force anymore. How are you going to – I don't remember this traffic stop. I know he's had a lot more traffic stops than I have in the last 16 years, even if he is still on the force to come in and identify me. It's just ridiculous. They know that it's not going to happen. They also know that I'm in New Hampshire, and they're like, okay, we can extract $260 from this guy and call him a jaywalker. You know, it's just, I just find it so funny. But yeah, in that case, if I had gone and pled guilty and done exactly what they wanted me to do, you know, 16 years ago, then what would have happened is I'd have ended up, with points on my license and insurance and everything else. So there's a lot of, there can be benefits in slow walking the system.
So, just a little bit more here, and of course your calls are welcome. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But generally, I mean, while we might quibble on the details of how much you can delay something and the tactics you might use for doing that, generally, taking things to trial does clog the system. And if enough people did do it, and I think 5% of tickets would be enough to cause a real problem. I mean, because right now, I don't know about where you live, but I know that in New Hampshire, the courts are clogged. They're already loaded up, and it was only a few years ago that their budget was so thin, they had to start taking furlough days. The courts would take one furlough, an unpaid furlough day every month, so all their employees couldn't show up on that Friday, and there's no cases scheduled, etc. So, you know, they're already kind of teetering on the brink of failure, like complete and total lockdown.
As the state so frequently does.
Yeah, and so it would not take that much to sort of push it over the brink by people refusing to take a plea deal on little stuff like parking tickets. And there's no better thing to do it on because it's very low risk. I mean, if you, at least in New Hampshire, if you get convicted of a parking ticket after you go to a trial and spend, you know, they spend an hour trying to convict you of this thing, it's still $5. You know, they don't add on any extra fees on a
parking
ticket.
That's just funny, is what that is. But so, I have to ask myself, you're right, how many hours do you spend fighting this thing? And then you got to forget how much, you can't forget how much real estate does this parking ticket take up in your mind.
Not much. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up. You can share your story if you've been involved in clogging the system. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay at other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.